variety of sport.
Fascinating story about the Browns.
Yes, it is. Cardinals will be in Baltimore on Friday for a weekend series.
No kidding.
Yes, an early play.
You know, interesting, too, you know, that it was in 1944 was the World Series between the Browns and the Cardinals, and it's the only time a World Series was played in one stadium the whole time.
Pretty cool. That was during the Warriors, of course, when the housing was a shortage, so the Browns manager actually lived in the apartment of the Cardinals manager during the regular season because they were out of town, obviously, at different times. So when they played the World Series, he had to stay in a hotel.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So the Cardinals had a good weekend, huh?
Yeah, and they needed it, too. Obviously, when they came home off this 0-7 trip, things were a shambles. You know, had to make some coaching adjustments. Giant Peralta got released. And then, you know, I know the Phillies are the worst team in baseball. We said the worst record in baseball, but 3 wins is 3 wins, and that's what this team needed. And now Milwaukee comes into town starting tomorrow, so chance to see if they can keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know, they're so inconsistent now. I mean, I saw an article the other day in the paper that was really like they were acting like Mozeliak has put Matheny on notice. Has it really gotten that serious?
I think people were, you know, expecting the worst after Friday when they called that news conference. And I think, you know, I don't think Matheny's job is at stake right now, but I think everybody's, you know, on edge a little bit just because of how this team was playing, you know, and he was putting everybody on notice a little bit. I think he said himself, he said, I don't think anybody's job should be too secure right now, including myself. So I think it was just a statement that, you know, hey, you know, we're going to hold people accountable. If things don't turn around, there'll be more moves. You know, he said we're going to take the next 4 to 6 weeks and see where things are and see if some of these changes that we're making now will produce better results. And if they don't, then we'll reassess it again at, you know, shortly after between the All-Star break and the training deadline at the end of July. So, you know, they've got that length of time here to see what they can, you know, and the good thing is, we talked about before, since the Cubs have gotten off to kind of a scuffling start too, nobody's running away with this division. So it's not like they're buried, you know, 20 games out of first already. I mean, they have a realistic shot to get, you know, in this race or at one in the race now. But to even, you know, start playing better, they can, you know, still be a playoff team, but they're going to have to just play a lot better than they played to this point.
Yeah, well, that's apparently, Mozeliak obviously knows that they're in the hunt, and it's like, you can, it's now or never, really.
Yeah, and it's that time of the season. You play the third of the season, that's generally what you kind of break down a baseball season into thirds, usually, into the first third, you kind of figure out what you've got. Second, third, you're making decisions about, okay, do we have enough to be in the race the rest of the season? And then that's what you make your decisions before the final third begins. So that's this next, you know, month to 6 weeks is really critical to see where this team's going to be, you know, as we get into the late summer months of August and September.
All right, the Stanley Cup, did the people are saying
it's over.
Well, I know.
Won the cup.
I know. Well, then people have said something about how they think that the Predators were ripped off by an early whistle. Is that true?
Yeah. They had a controversial play. There was no score in the game early on last night, and the Predators appeared to have scored a goal, but they reviewed it and ruled it was no goal, that the whistle had blown before the puck went in the net. So, you know, those things are always, you know, who knows, because it's hard to hear. You know, especially, I'm sure it's hard in that arena, as loud as that place is. So the Predators thought they should have got the credit for the goal. Obviously, the Penguins thought it was the right call. So no score then until like the last minute and a half of the game until the Penguins got a kind of a lucky bounce, too. The guy hit the puck off the back or the elbow of the Pecoretti, the Nashville goalie, and went in the net and got an empty net goal right at the last closing seconds. But
yeah, well,
Pittsburgh's awful good team. They've got a really good success rate in the playoffs, so it's hard to bet against them when they get in that position.
Right on. Predators, boo-hoo. All right, man. Listen, great talking to you. STLSportsPage.com, @RobRaines on Twitter. Thank you, brother.